A $3 billion crisis impacting America's sugar beet industry. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News, brought to you by Verpixo Fungicide from Corteva Agriscience, a novel mode of action to protect sugar beets. The U.S. sugar beet industry is facing one of the worst financial crises in decades. Growers have lost an estimated $3 billion over the past 2 years. In Michigan alone, many producers say they expect to lose hundreds of dollars per acre as the industry fights for emergency aid and long-term trade reforms.
Just the economics of it are so difficult.
And that's Zachary Clark, who prepares to step in as the new CEO and Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association this September. Clark will soon be leading the industry at a critical time when producers are battling low prices, high input costs, and what growers call a devastating flood of heavily subsidized foreign sugar.
It's not just going to be one solution that meets this problem. There's short-term, medium-term, and long-term plans and efforts that we have in place and are very much underway to make sure that the sugar beet industry is able to get through this extremely difficult period.
The most immediate short-term hurdle is securing federal economic aid. And while a federal disaster program distributed $136 million to growers nationwide, it fell drastically short against a $500 million price decline last year alone.
That has to be done at the congressional level. The USDA sort of run out of money that it can devote to this cause. So we've been pressing Congress since fall, winter time period. We feel like we're in a good situation, that if there is going to be economic assistance, we will very much be part of that. So economic assistance obviously is the first thing that we need to do to keep people farming.
But emergency aid is only a temporary band-aid, as the root of the financial squeeze stems from trade policies that have left domestic growers unprotected. Statutory Tier 2 tariffs levied on over-quota imports haven't been adjusted for inflation in 26 years, allowing for out-of-quota foreign imports to explode by over 700%. A bipartisan coalition of 112 lawmakers is now pressuring the Trump administration to launch a Section 301 trade investigation.
And we need a permanent solution to our trade code that has not kept up with the problems of the world. And only Congress can do that.
Clark adds that the stakes couldn't be higher, arguing that the future of America's sugar beet industry now depends on the action of your lawmakers in Congress before another growing season begins. Read the full story and check out more of my conversation with Zachary Clark. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Drying down a bit here for the Friday time frame. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm forecast. Most of the precipitation here today setting up well to our south over parts of Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois. So I'm not worried about anything here. Maybe seeing a few clouds as we approach sunset and midnight over the eastern part of the state. I don't think those clouds trigger a lot of additional moisture. Now as we move forward, your weekend is a sunny, dry, and pleasant. Yes, we've got some heat trying to build, but I think it takes a little bit of a pause for Saturday and Sunday. Both of those days are seasonal, and humidity values aren't awful. Humidity starts to climb as we get into early next week. The rest of the week, sunny, hot, and humid. 90-degree temperature readings easily possible over a large part of the state, and dew points are going to be in the upper 60s, pushing 70, so it's going to feel nasty through the entire week, but I don't see any significant precipitation through the entire week. Monday through Friday, no rain whatsoever. The only threat that we get close on is a Thursday night into Friday. Maybe a few hit and miss of scattered showers trying to streak across Lake Michigan, but that's more of a Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana type event. Anyway, we stay at dry through the weekend of the 18th and 19th, then the week of the 20th, starting to see some instability come back. Maybe not right away, not Monday the 20th, but Monday or Tuesday night, Wednesday, we start to see some hit and miss scattered showers and thunderstorms. And with the heat that is still going to be trying to build here or stay here, I think we have a very strong risk of strong to severe thunderstorm action at some point during that week of the 20th. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the key days that I'm watching. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
As we pivot now to the grain markets and how they performed on Thursday, we check in with Andy Eubank and with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke right before the close of trade Thursday.
Markets open with gains, Carl, in wheat futures, but losses in both corn and soybeans, and that's pretty much the way that the session went on. So it looked like maybe some profit-taking in corn and beans, and certainly it appears positioning before the USDA reports at noon Eastern on Friday.
Yeah, that's exactly what we had today, Andy. A lot of positioning, profit-taking, squaring, whatever you want to call it, consolidation. All means the same thing. We shored up positions and got ready for tomorrow's report. We've had a pretty good run in the commodities ever since we got the June stocks and acreage numbers 2 weeks ago here. So now we've got those. We've worked through them. Not really showing too much more carryover interest from that. And we have shifted into the WASDE numbers. And again, looking at everything, no major changes expected to balance sheets across the board. Corn and soy beans seeing the biggest losses ahead of that report. Not too surprising there, as those two commodities have seen the most buying interest since we saw last week's numbers.
Once again, that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, September corn down 3.5 cents to 431.5. December corn 4.25 lower at 452. August soybeans falling 15.5 to 1177.75. September beans 13.5 lower at 1170. But September wheat gaining 12 cents at 619.75. August live cattle $2.37 lower at 235.25. And August lean hogs dropping $1.50 to 98.15. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.